So, what was your position relative to the exhibitions that were held at the intermediate exhibitions that were held at the Vancouver Art Gallery? You were involved in them, at least at
I
first.
remember one in 68. And I think Doris Shadbolt had approached Michael Morris and suggested that he and I collaborate on some kind of installation, some kind of environmental piece that we'd kind of co-author. So we got together with, you remember Mo Van Nostrand?
Yeah,
Yeah.
architect.
Architect, right. He was like the guy with the engineering knowledge, like how to make something come together that's physically strong enough and has the ability to pass all kinds of bylaws and, you know, you can't just plug stuff in and turn it on. It's got to beat a code, you know. So Michael and I work with Mo, and we came up with this idea that we'd build a room-like structure that had seven sides. And the sides inside were plate glass mirrors, 4x8 sheets. So the reason for seven sides was nothing was adjacent, like a hexagon, a septagon is everything was just slightly off parallel. So the experience of standing in that kind of space where it's very unpredictable how the reflections structure themselves off into reflection infinity. And then it involved some light and sound work. Worked with Dennis and Ken Ryan and Al Hewitt. He was like the electronics guy who wasn't in the loony bin or running amok on methadrine. And we constructed this environment that was part of, I believe it was, you know, so much hash, man. I mean, I believe it was one of the first Vancouver Art Gallery intermedia exhibitions. I know Al gave a concert, and there was a tremendous hassle getting him to that concert. Holy shit. We had to run around and score meth and get him half cut on beer and ply him with methadrine in order to get him to sit down at the piano, right? It was really quite a choreographed, coordinated effort. And Kenny and I essentially looked after it, and Greg made sure all the instruments showed up and everything was plugged in properly, but we made sure Al showed up and performed. I believe that was 68.
So that
Now,
was
68 is the only.
Intermedia Nights, was it?
I don't know what they called it. I think it was the one with the poster that I designed that Seaboard did the printing for. Remember the big spectrum lightning bolt? And
So
I
yes,
think
and
that was 68.
I remember the business with Al was, you know, there was a certain. I mean, he had to get into a certain kind of groove. You couldn't get him too far. He couldn't go too far.
Yeah, he had to be just warped in the right way, you know? And it was a mix of alcohol and meth because he'd been off heroin for 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years. He just got tired of being beaten up on Hastings Street, you know? And Al getting just the right chemical imbalance, he could perform. But I don't remember what it was called. It was extremely busy. Like getting that thing put together was a lot of work, installing it. And at the same time, I was trying to document it with 16mm film. And that's like more than twice as much work. That's way over the top in terms of work. So it was an extremely busy time. I was also painting for an exhibition in Edinburgh. And I mean, it was wacky. And keeping yourself going on black tea and hashish and macrobiotic foods. Whoa. So that's the show I have a clear recollection of being intermedia specific at the VAG. The other one was that I can recollect with some clarity is went over to Victoria. And I can't with any clarity remember the other VAG venues.
What about doing a film with Judah Schwartz?
Well, that was Sound Gallery, and that was 65, 64, 65. And Sam filmed Judith dancing in, if memory serves, colored light, He filmed her in color and 16 millimeter down on Seymour Street. And he cut it with her physical body movements and seagulls soaring and diving and all of that kind of thing.
So Karen, that was Judith. You remember that positively? Because she mentioned something. Oh, she said, well, ask Gary about this film that we did, like blah, 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 blah.
I can't remember how he soundtracked it, whether it was just like diegetic sound of seabirds or what. Or like Jerry Walker was involved at that point with sound. He'd come back from Berkeley, and they had a huge electronic music school down there. And Martin and Jerry were working with us, Sam, etc., and getting pretty fancy with the sound, like not just hooking up some speakers, but they'd have like 8 speakers, 4 in each corner on the floor, 4 in each corner high up. And Jerry worked out a way of switching so that it was stereo, but the stereo would constantly do this in terms of, okay, from that corner down to that floor corner, and the others would be lower volume, but then they'd come up and those would go down so that, you know, they called it sound strobing, and that's really what it was. It was like reshaping the space with sound that moved, or the locations for the emission of sound moved or changed constantly. And in relation to real visual stroboscopic light, it was really bizarre. It was like being high without having taken any chemicals. It was really, really bizarre. I mean, very, very interesting.
So this was in California?
This was down on 1236 Seymour Street.
Oh, this was the...
This is where the sound gallery went after it left 4th Avenue. This was 65. Before Sam passed away and all that.
This was this
leading up to the Trips Festival.
Was this being done with live sound as well?
Well, it was stuff that essentially Martin and Jerry were putting together with, I think it was predominantly tape-based, but they had access to some electronic sound effects stuff. I don't think the Moog had become accessible. But the next best things were like signal generators and wave generators and all that kind of stuff, and then manipulating that with tape, speed and pitch and all that stuff that Terry Riley and those guys were going public with. And I think in terms of a real peak of energies, and really, really exciting experiments. The last ones happened on Seymour Street. Then the Trips Festival, and then Sam, and then Intermedia. So it was a peculiar progression of discursive events that went from 64, 65, 66 to 67, and the finish of that decade. But I remember that sound environment, like it happened this morning. I mean, unforgettably.
Pretty amazing.
Unforgettably bizarre, you know, in terms of how your brain tried to engage it, accommodate, you know, find subjective closure patterns that were comfortable or in any way grounded in what you took to be reality, you know. And then the addition of the stroboscopes, the real stroboscopes. Holy wow. I can remember it all like it happened this morning. Unforgettable.